الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series. And as you know, in each episode we cover a sign of Judgment Day. And in today's episode, that sign will be covered, which is perhaps asked about the most. And that is the arrival of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. When will he appear? How will he look? How much time is there left until his blessed arrival? So dear viewers, the wait is over. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu's arrival in great detail. But before that, let me mention another great personality who passed away not so long ago. He was blessed with so much knowledge and insight by Allah Azza wa Jal that subhanAllah, he was matchless, unparalleled in his era. He was an expert in over 50 branches of knowledge. And he authored approximately 1,000 books. Who was that personality? It was none other than Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Now once Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was asked a question, what does the term Khilafate Rashida refer to? Who can be described with this title? And listen to his reply. He beautifully said, the rightly guided caliphate refers to the reign which conforms to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings. For example, the four rightly guided caliphs, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Mawla Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. After that, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, he can also be described as a Khalifa Rashid. And Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu also held such a caliphate. And then Allah says, I believe Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will also establish such a rightly guided caliphate. Meaning there has to come such a caliphate and reign which will constitute the rightly guided caliphate. This will be towards the end of times. Now, dear viewers, scholars have counted the arrival of Imam Mahdi, the advent of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, as one of the major signs of Judgment Day. It is said that before Judgment Day, such a time will come when disbelief will prevail everywhere in the world. Meaning disbelievers will rule across the world. And the entire world will become replete with tribulations and turmoil. People will be indulged in pleasures, unlawful desires. Time will pass so rapidly, so speedily, that a year will feel like a month. A month will feel like a week, and a week will pass like a day. This will be the time when people's ages will become short, their lifespans will become short. People will brawl with each other, and they'll be thirsty for each other's life and blood. MashaAllah. Ancient Rome, Syria, and all the Islamic countries will be lost by the Muslims. The entire world will become the land of disbelief. Muslims will only be found in Makkah and Medina, زَادَهُمَ اللَّهُ شَرَفًا وَتَعْظِيمًا. And only in these places will Islam exist. Therefore, the awliyaullah, rahimahumullah, they will leave their places and migrate to Makkah and Medina. It will be the month of Ramadan. The abdal, the high-ranking saints of Allah, they'll be busy performing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Sayyidina Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will also be present there. And at that time, he'll be 40 years of age. And the awliya Allah will recognize him and they will request him to allow them to pledge allegiance to him. He will decline, he will refuse. Then suddenly a voice will be heard from the unseen. Now, dear viewers, all of these signs that I'm mentioning, they are within the ahadith literature. And the sequence and the stages are mentioned. And from ahadith it has been extracted that this scenario will take place, the one that I am presenting to you. A voice will be heard. What will that voice be? هَذَا خَلِيفَةُ اللَّهِ الْمَهْدِي فَاسْمَعُوا لَهُ وَأَطِيعُوا. This is the vicegerent of Allah, Mahdi. Listen to him and obey his order. Then all the people, they will pledge allegiance to him. And from there, together with all of them, he will leave for Syria. And it is there where he will confront Dajjal. Now, dear viewers, who is Dajjal? What are his signs? What do the ahadith state regarding him? Inshallah, a complete episode will be devoted to this topic. But in our episode today, we will only provide you detailed information regarding Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Now, one of the important signs of Judgment Day is the arrival of Imam Mahdi. Before I get into it, let me tell you one thing, that you might meet such people who either do not believe in the arrival of Imam Mahdi at all, or in this regard, they are found saying that Imam Mahdi is not the name of a particular personality. Rather, it is the concept of an emancipator who is found in the nations of every era. I.e., someone will come and he will grant a salvation. But dear viewers, remember that we are Muslims, alhamdulillah. And for us, the criteria of accepting or rejecting anything regarding the religion of Islam depends on what guidance the excellent and noble book of Allah Almighty has given. And thereafter, the ahadith of the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever the ahadith provide us, whatever guidance the ahadith provide us in this regard. But the arrival of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu is not only mentioned in one or two ahadith, rather, it is mentioned in 200 to 250 ahadith. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Salama radiallahu anhu reports, hearing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mahdi is the truth. His arrival will occur and will certainly happen. And he, alayhi salam, further said, Imam Mahdi will be one of the descendants of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anhu. Now this hadith makes it quite clear that Imam Mahdi will definitely appear. And he is a personality who will be one of the descendants of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha. A very important point is that Mahdi is not his name, rather it is his title. Rather it is his title. Let me tell you another hadith. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world will not end until one of my Ahli Bayt will become the king of Arabia, whose name will be similar to mine, i.e. Muhammad. Now, dear viewers, you have learned about the name. Now, let's tell you about his appearance, what Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will look like. Now, the detail of this is also mentioned in Ahadith. While stating attributes of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, the final Prophet of Allah Almighty sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mahdi will be of my stock. He will have a thin projected nose and a bright luminous forehead. His complexion will be like the Arabs. His right cheek will have a mole, and his character will be like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be very generous, merciful, and kindness will be included within his disposition. The awliya will recognize Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will have clouds over his head, from which a proclaimer will say, Mahdi is the Khalifa, the vicegerent of Allah Almighty. Obey him, follow him. In the reign of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, dry wood will be pitched on dry land, and a green branch along with leaves will begin to grow from it. If anyone asks Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu about any sign, he will point to a bird flying in the air, and that bird will come and sit on his hand. Now, similar to Bani Israel, the river will split for him, and because of his arrival, the land will be filled with justice, just as it was replete, meaning filled with oppression before. Justice and fairness will prevail everywhere. And before his arrival, oppression and cruelty will be prevalent everywhere. It is mentioned in a hadith that Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala and states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a major ordeal which this ummah is about to encounter. He alayhi salam told him about a massive fitna, a tribulation, and said, such fierce oppression will be committed that there will be no place for refuge. Now at that time, Allah Almighty will create a person from my descendants who will fill the earth with justice. He will fill it just as it had been filled with oppression and tyranny. The dwellers of the earth and the heavens, all of them will be pleased with him. The heavens will shower rain heavily, and the earth will bring forth all its produce. So much so that the living people will wish the people who left the world in a state of poverty and oppression before them had also seen these circumstances. Now, dear viewers, what will those circumstances be like when peace will prevail everywhere and oppression and tyranny will have been eradicated? SubhanAllah. It has been beautifully portrayed in another hadith. Hence, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet alayhi salam said, I give you glad tidings of Mahdi's arrival, who will be sent to my ummah in times of conflict and trouble. It will be quite a difficult time. So he will fill the earth with justice, just as it was replete, meaning filled with oppression and tyranny before him. Allahu Akbar. The people of the earth and the heavens, all of them will be pleased with him. He will give wealth equally to people. During his caliphate, Allah Almighty will instill contentment in the hearts of my ummah, meaning everyone will be satisfied. They will not need anything, and justice will be prevalent. He will order his proclaimer to proclaim that the one who needs wealth should come to Mahdi. Upon this announcement, only one person from all the Muslims will go to him, meaning the people will be so wealthy and well off that they will not need wealth. Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will tell that person, go to the treasurer and tell him that Imam Mahdi has sent you to him to obtain wealth. When this person will go to the treasurer will say to him, you can take as much wealth as you need. You can take as much wealth as you desire. SubhanAllah. So he will fill his garments with as much wealth as he desires. And when he will bring it out of the treasury, he will feel ashamed of his action that he has taken all of this wealth. And he will think that he is the greediest and most covetous person from the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will think, isn't what is sufficient for others enough for me? Because of this embarrassment that he'd feel, he'd want to return the wealth, but it will not be accepted from him. And it will be said that once we have given wealth, we do not take it back. Now, dear viewers, what have we learned from this entire narration? When there is justice everywhere and the real true image of Islam is implemented on the earth and the actual Islamic teachings are followed, then poverty does not exist anymore, SubhanAllah. The actual poverty, the actual problems and issues are because of being distant from the teachings of Islam. Now, Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will come to this world and prove that if Islam is implemented properly, then everything can become okay. Anyhow, the fortunate people who will support Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, they will also have distinct signs, distinct excellence. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem was asked about Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. So he radiallahu anhu replied, Mahdi will appear during the end of times. Allah Almighty will gather a congregation near him, just like he gathers separate pieces of clouds, and he will cause affection amongst them. He will create affection amongst those people. They will neither fear anyone, nor will they become happy to see a reward from anyone. The number of those people who will gather near the Khalifa Mahdi radiallahu anhu will be 313. The number of people of Badr, i.e. the companions who participated in the Battle of Badr. This congregation will be granted special excellence, which was neither granted to those before them, nor will it be granted to those after them. Here I want to share some important information with you. That nowadays on social media, different predictions about Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu and his arrival are made. That Imam Mahdi has arrived or he's about to arrive. Anyway, this is quite a difficult question. It's a complicated question, meaning when will Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu arrive? When exactly will he appear? Now, giving an answer which is 100% correct, this is difficult. We can't do this. But there are some signs which will occur before Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu arrives. Some of them we've already told you in the beginning. Whereas now we will briefly tell you further distinct signs. So listen carefully. The very first of the signs which will occur before Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu arrives is that the river Euphrates will split from the mountains and gold will begin to appear from it. Before his arrival, a lunar eclipse will occur on the first of Ramadan. Or on that same day, a solar eclipse will occur during the afternoon. And such an eclipse will never have occurred before. That's the second major sign. And for 3 or 7 nights, a massive fire will appear in the east and great earthquakes will occur as well. And before the arrival of Imam Mahdi, one sign which is regarded as the greatest sign by scholars is that Constantinople, which we call Istanbul today, will once again fall into the hands of non-Muslims. Yes, as I told you in the beginning, that before his arrival, disbelief will have spread all around the world. And the entire world will have become a land of kufr, a land of disbelief. So when all the people pledge allegiance to Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, a time will come that once again Constantinople, meaning Istanbul, will be in the control and possession of the Muslims. And Imam Mahdi, along with all of his people, will come to Constantinople from there and conquer Constantinople. Now, while this will be going on, an uproar will be caused and it will be heard that Dajjal has arrived, Dajjal has arrived. After hearing this, Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, along with all the people, will leave for Syria. But when they reach there, they will come to know that the voice was uttered by Shaitan and he told a lie. But after Imam Mahdi arrives in Syria, the Dajjal will actually appear. And then Imam Mahdi, along with his troops, will remain confined there. Meaning, he along with the people will remain in the same area. Meanwhile, the Dajjal will travel all around the world. After that, Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam will descend on the eastern minaret of the great Masjid of Damascus. And we will mention Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and his descent in a detailed episode and will provide further information in the episode regarding his descent. Now when Isa alayhi salam will descend on the eastern minaret of the Grand Masjid of Damascus, it will be the time of dawn. Iqama will have been said for Fajr Salah. Now the congregational Salah is about to start. Just imagine what the scene will be like. On one hand, there is a Prophet of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, present. Whereas on the other hand, there is an ummati of the King of all Prophets, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers, the question is, who will lead Fajr Salah that time? Imam Mahdi is in the masjid and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is present there as well. He's also arrived. Now, listen to the hadith of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu for the answer. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dajjal will appear when the religion will be in a weak state, a weak condition. And after stating the details regarding Dajjal, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after that, Isa bin Maryam alayhi salam will come down from heaven and will proclaim before dawn, O Muslims, what troubles you in confronting Dajjal, the liar and the accursed? People would reply, it is a creature like a jinn. Then the people will step forward and observe. They will see that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is there. Then the iqama will be said for Fajr Salah and the leader of the Muslims, Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, will say, O Ruhullah, meaning the title of Isa alayhi salam, please come forward to lead Salah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will reply, only your Imam should lead you in Salah. So at that time, Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will lead the Fajr Salah. And when the people will finish their Salah, all together in the leadership of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they will go out to confront the Dajjal. Now the condition of the Dajjal will be that he will begin to melt, begin to dissolve due to the fragrance of the breath of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam, just like salt melts in water, dissolves in water. And the fragrance of the breath of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will reach as far as one can see. The Dajjal will run, but Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will chase him. And near the gate of Lud, he will stab him in the back with a spear, and thus the Dajjal will be killed and sent to hell. So this was information regarding Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. And there are many rumors and misconceptions regarding Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala which are circulated, but we have, alhamdulillah, conveyed to you accurate information extracted from authentic sources that at the time of his arrival, there will be a lot of tribulations. And Islam will exist only in Makkah and Medina. زادهم الله شرفا وتعظيما. At the time of his arrival, Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will be 40 years old and he will appear in the Holy Kaaba, etc. So dear viewers, remember these points. Share them with others. prepare for the day when we stand before our Lord. In the end, we pray, Ya Allah, safeguard all Muslims from the turmoil of Dajjal. And we pray that in this difficult time, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Inshallah, in the next episode, we'll be here with another sign of the hour, a sign of Judgment Day. So until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.